You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's news station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. This Saturday at the Motherlode Fairgrounds, there is going to be a fundraiser supporting Help American Children Foundation, veterans, and the homeless. And joining us as our newsmaker of the day is Troy Dorman. He is the president of Home-Based Treatment. Good morning, Troy.
Good morning. How you doing, Mark?
I'm doing well. First question, Troy, what is home-based treatment?
Home-based treatment is a rehabilitation program, Mark, and it's set up specifically for war veterans and homeless people and their families, if they have them, with the primary goals of getting them off of alcohol and drugs, treating their mental health issues with post-traumatic stress disorder and depression, and then they roll into a trade school component where we give them job skills that they can use today in this marketplace. And before they graduate, we actually get them a job. So when they graduate, they have a job waiting for them. And the coup de grace, if you will, is that we get them that job back where their family is. So the primary goal is to reconnect them with their mom, their dad, their wife, their kids. And the PTSD and these issues, they destroy families. So that's our job, is to put the family back together.
Troy, you are a longtime resident of Tuolumne County, going all the way back to the age of three. Why did you become involved with this?
Well, it was kind of a rotten story, but 20 years ago, this year, 20 years ago, we lived up in Groveland, and we were building houses up there, and our 22-year-old son worked for us, and he had been drinking and then made this stupid decision to drive, but a lot of us did that in Tuolumne County, and he slid off the road and died in a car accident. And so that was horrible, and we had to deal with the guilt, so we went through the process to open up substance abuse treatment centers so we could help other families. And then war veterans started showing up and homeless people, and so it kind of morphed into trying to provide help to this group that's getting effectively no help, and the homeless problem and war veteran problem is just growing.
How long of a program is this, Troy?
Well, it sounds cookie cutter, which rarely works. It's set up as a 5-month program, Mark, and the first 2 months is integrated, called dual diagnosis. So we deal with the alcohol and drugs for 2 months, treating that and the mental health at the same time in the first 2 months. And then the last 3 months is they're attending trade school in the job, new career of their choice. So it's in that third month that we get them the job and we ship them back to their home if they want to, right? But we found that families want their son back or daughter back if we can get them clean and help them, you know, integrate back into society.
Troy, tell me a little bit about the fundraiser this Saturday afternoon at the Motherlode Fairgrounds. It runs from 2 o'clock in the afternoon all the way through 7 o'clock in the evening. This is going to help the American Children Foundation, veterans, and the homeless.
Specifically, correct. In Tuolumne County, the last census that was taken said that there were 711 homeless people in Tuolumne County. The new numbers look like they're much larger than that, but of that amount, 177, which is a quarter of all the homeless people, are under the age of 18. So the barbecue this weekend is generating some revenue, but it's generating food also. The food from the barbecue, a lot of the food from the barbecue is going directly out into the homeless community to feed people that are hungry. And the revenue is being used to find some of the needs that are there so we can buy things this next week and make a difference on the streets in Tuolumne County.
This is a family event this Saturday.
Exactly. And older, immature people like me, because I want to go bounce in this bouncy castle myself, and all my friends up there are like, yeah, I'm going in there.
Ticket information. How do we acquire tickets?
There's two ways. The simplest way is to go online. Some of us older people, this is more challenging, but they go to home-based treatment, as it sounds, homebasedtreatment.com/event. So homebasedtreatment.com/event. And then you just look at the pictures and you click on, put it in your cart, whether it's an adult ticket or child ticket. And if you do that, there's $20 for an adult. There's $7 for a child. But some of us, if you're like me, are kind of lazy about that. And if we buy it at the door last minute without notice, then it's $25 instead of $20, or $8 instead of $7 for the kid.
And again, the website is homebasetreatment.com/event. Is there a telephone number, Troy?
Yeah, there is. It's a 209 number, and it's 566-5157. That's 566-5157.
The barbecue meal fundraiser takes place from 2 o'clock through 7 o'clock this Saturday, June the 8th, in the Sierra Building at the Motherlode Fairgrounds. And Troy Dorman, before I let you go, is there anything else you would like to add?
Well, I'm hoping to see a lot of my friends from school and their family. It'd be a great opportunity. We're having, I believe, our 40th high school reunion this August, and this would be a great chance to also get to meet the kids if they will just show on up, bring their wife and kids as well. It'd be a fun day.
Troy Dorman, he is the president of Home Based Treatment. Thank you, Troy.
Thanks, Mark. Have a great afternoon.